Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 108 of Ask Pat. I'm super stoked you're here. If you're just getting started with podcasting, I recommend going to podcastingtutorial.com. This is actually a completely free tutorial that I created myself. It'll actually redirect you to a link on smartpassiveincome.com, a complete tutorial with 6 videos, completely free, no emails required or anything. It's all right there for you. Again, you can check it out at podcastingtutorial.com. It's helped hundreds of people get their podcasts up and running on iTunes. A lot of those people are now in the top rankings in many of the categories in iTunes. So again, if you're just getting started, podcastingtutorial.com. Now, speaking of podcasting, let's have a listen to today's question from Paul.
Hey, Pat. I'd like to start 2 separate podcasts, and I'm curious if I need to have 2 different website pages where those are posted in order for all the feeds that I've learned about from your podcast training to work, or if I can put them all on the same page and all of those internal tags will help the libraries of webcast of podcast figure all that out.
Paul, thank you so much for the question. And first of all, I just want to say congratulations to you for committing to do a podcast. Podcasting has changed my business and my life, actually, and I know it's done that for many other people as well. And not only are you starting one podcast, but you're going to start 2. And so there's a lot of things I want to say about this. First of all, it's a lot of work to put one together, and I think it might be best to start with one, get comfortable with it, and hopefully this is something you've already thought of and you're not going to just start from scratch 2 at the exact same time. I think it's obvious that you should start with one, maybe the one that excites you the most or you feel would be the most benefit to your target audience, and then use that experience behind the microphone and use that experience having interviews with people to make your second podcast that you launch even better. Now, I'm not going to say you should only stick with one podcast and only one. You should just do that and not even worry about distracting yourself with other ones. I would be a hypocrite if I said that because this Ask Pat is my 3rd podcast. So I have the Smart Passive Income podcast, I have the Food Trucker School podcast, and I have this podcast as well. Now, I will say it is a lot of work to put the 2nd and 3rd ones together in addition to what I was already doing for the 1st one. So the 1st one, the Smart Passive Income podcast, it is a show that is published once a week, and it still took a lot of my time. And I wouldn't be able to get the other 2 done if I didn't have people helping out or I didn't have systems in place to make it completely streamlined and give me enough time during the week to put that show together or these shows together, especially Ask Pat. Without Mindy, my amazing assistant, and without the systems we've created, and you know, when we first started working together, Mindy and I, we talked a lot about and communicated about what would make this just super fast and streamlined for the both of us. So it took a lot of hard work up front to make it now easy for both of us. So I'm at a point now on my end as the person answering these questions, as you know, all I have to do is answer these questions and I just send them to Mindy over Dropbox. She takes care of everything else. So it's nice. I can do 2 shows, but if I didn't have Mindy, I don't think I would be able to. So first, just try the first one, the one that seems to excite you the most, and see what it's like. See if you could even, if you can indeed put one additional podcast on top of that. And the reason I'm being sort of, I'm pounding this into the ground is because I see a lot of people, not just podcasters, but people who start blogs or people who start video pages or video channels on YouTube. They try to do too many things at once. And because of that, none of the things that they create can be the best that they can be. And so they don't get the success that I know they can get because they're spreading themselves too thin. Now, with that being said, there are a lot of people who have multiple podcasts, myself included. Another person is Cliff Ravenscraft from podcastanswerman.com. He has like a dozen podcasts. I mean, I don't think he's recording a dozen currently, but I know he's done several different shows. He does multiple shows a week, and he's done over 3,000 episodes total. So again, he has the systems in place and the experience to do that, but he didn't start with 12 podcasts. He started with one, and that was one actually about the show Lost, which I was a big fan of. Now, his shows, for example, are all on the same website. So you don't need separate websites to host separate podcasts. Smart Passive Income and AskPat.com are both hosted or housed on the same website, SmartPassiveIncome.com. Now, my other one, Food Trucker School, that is not relevant to my particular audience here, so that is hosted on a separate website. And I think that that's really what you want to do. If you're going to have two separate podcasts on two separate websites, it makes sense that they're for two separate audiences. If you are creating multiple shows for the same target audience, then it might make sense to put them on the same page. So you might start to think of it as like a network. You have a network of podcasts that are specific for a particular target audience. So do you need two separate web pages for them? No, you don't need them technically, which I think it was your primary question or concern here. You don't need two separate web pages. You just need two separate feeds, because it is those feeds that you then submit to iTunes, which becomes a show. Then you want another feed that you then submit to iTunes and all the other directories like Stitcher or whatever the case may be, that then become another show, each with their own different artwork, you know, for the podcast artwork or the cover, each with their own different title and description. And that way as well, you're going to get more leverage in the new and noteworthy section in iTunes, and perhaps even if they're in different categories. Although, again, like I said, if they're for the same niche, you might want to keep them within the same category, or at least in the same primary category. For example, there's the business category, and then there's the investing category underneath that, and the marketing and management one, and then so on and so forth. Careers, those are sort of subcategories. But for primary category, they can be in the same one. And then you'd be able to leverage two different lists. I did that for a while. I had both Smart Passive Income and Ask Pat in the marketing and management section in iTunes under the primary business category. And then I just tested it for a little bit. I switched. You can actually switch your categories by going into your feed and just selecting a different category. You don't have to re-upload your feed or anything like that, because it's iTunes and other directories that read the feed, and that's where they get the information from. So if you change that feed, it changes everywhere else. I changed it to careers. And for a while, I was ranking on the top 10 in marketing and management, and I was also ranking in the top 10 in careers. So again, if you're promoting or publishing two different podcasts, you might want to consider having them in two different spaces as well, or two different subcategories if they're for the same particular audience. Of course, you want it all to make sense. You don't want to be in the travel niche if you're not in the travel niche, because that's not the target audience at all. So to finish up here, Paul, I don't know technically how you are running your podcast feeds. If you're following the tutorials at podcastingtutorial.com, you'd be using the PowerPress plugin. And then actually you can create different feeds for different shows within that plugin. So you can technically do that. So you would be able to create multiple podcasts and just make sure that the feeds are different for each and every show that you create. You can have as many shows as you want. There'd just be different category feeds is what you're looking for. So you're creating different categories. So for instance, you might have category podcast one, category podcast two, whatever the names of those podcasts are. For me, because I'm actually doing tests, I have my feed coming from the podcast category, because that's one of my shows. And actually the other one is coming from directly from SoundCloud. So it's not even using the PowerPress plugin, because I'm testing the SoundCloud platform. So Paul, I hope that answers your question. I put a little bit more in there in terms of starting two separate podcasts because I really wanted to make sure that you knew that going into it, that you really have to focus on one first, master it, and then your second one is going to become much easier. And you'll also know the systems in place that either you or an assistant you hire can put in place to make those shows happen and just make it be a lot easier for you. Seriously, the second show is way easier if you pay attention to the systems and you just do the first one first. Because if you do both at the same time, I mean, it's going to be a struggle, almost like a compounded struggle between the two of them, and then you're not going to get nothing done. So one at a time, best of luck to you. Yes, you can create multiple feeds on just one different website, category feeds using the PowerPress plugin, or you can use completely different hosts as well to get those different feeds directly from the hosts. So anyway, thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate your question, and Ask Pat Teacher will be headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. If you're just starting out in podcasting, I highly recommend going to my own tutorial, completely free, no emails required. Go to podcastingtutorial.com. Hundreds of people have used it, and I know you can too. And lastly, here is a quote from Gary Vaynerchuk, from one of my favorite books as of late, Jab, 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 Right Hook. And this quote is, "Stop thinking about your social media content as content. Think about it rather as micro content, tiny, unique nuggets of information." Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.